This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with the plan, Mike on the mic, Mike and Ike, Mike and Ike. And my favorite nickname of all times, Sergeant Stomp. I'm just joking. Sergeant Stomp is not me. Sergeant Stomp is my boy back in AZ. He's the one who started it all. That was my boy back in AZ. He kind of started Heaven and Hell Wrestling, which kind of involved, like, he kind of gave me the opportunity to do backyard wrestling with him. And that's how M18 came in about, because that's when I started wrestling for him, was when I was 18. So, yep, that's me. And that's him. So, today, you know what, though? Like, today's podcast is about something I've been trying to, like, people don't look at me as, let me rephrase that. They look at me and they say, how do I have such a cold shoulders towards what's happening with immigration and all that stuff, just knowing that I'm Hispanic? And honestly, if you ask me about immigration, I really do not care. I really do not care of what's going on at the border, or, you know, the whole wall thing and people getting deported and all that stuff. Well, like, I, you know, personally, per se, this is just me, and I'm not trying to sound like an ignorant asshole, but I just really do not care. I think, you know, don't get me wrong, it sucks getting deported to, you know, wherever you need to go, or whatever your homeland is. It sucks, you know, knowing that you came here, try to make a living for yourself out of here, and then you overstayed your visa. Then next thing you know, you're getting deported. You know, who says this? The President of the United States, which is Donald J. Trump. I don't know what J means. Maybe it stands for jackass, but I don't know. But, he's doing that. You know, I've read I came across a story about this woman. She's been in a detention center because she overstayed her visa in Scottsdale, Arizona. She's been at this detention center. What a 2-year-old in this detention center. She's been in the proceedings process of getting deported and going back to Mexico, I believe. And, like, ever since October of last year, that's almost a year. You know, like, so, you know, it's like 9 months. And she has she has a baby? Like, what the hell? Like, what is society doing? And, like, I remember overhearing someone saying that, oh, these shelters, like, someone in politics, they said, oh, what's going on at the southern border of Arizona, you know, these detention centers are better in conditions where they were at. Like, who the hell is it to say anything of what comes in about like that? Like, who says that, like, you know, they weren't, you know, that it's better? No, it's not. It's not better, because they're still getting deported for whatever reason why. And you got the president over there, orange as can be, still talking crap, saying that people who migrated from Mexico, which is Mexicans, and people who comes to the America illegally are rapists and murderers and all that stuff. I've just said that's a bunch of BS. That's just, not to sound like a prude, but I really want this message to get out there. That's not all, like, you know, or, like, you know, drug lords and all that stuff. The list goes on of why our beloved president believes that nothing but illegal activity and felons come from the come from Mexico and they come to the United States to do all these crimes. For starters, if you kind of think about it, even though America's known is because there's more inmates per capita in the United States, that just is just really, 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 really. And what I'm gonna touch what I mean by that. There's more convicted felons in prison than the usual. And you know what? To come to realize, if you kind of think about it, and you look at all their mugshots, there's probably like at least 20% of them is Latino from a different, you know, a different origin or different city, or you know, it's everywhere. It's not only Mexicans, you know. So, you know, if for some odd reason for him to even come up to the rapists, you know, oh yeah, illegal immigrants, they rape. No, they don't. People do that wherever you are. It's not just the Hispanic family. What about all the white family? You know, because he's probably an unbred cousin. You know, it just. Who the hell is he to say that, all rapists, or mainly rapists, come to America, then they're convicted to life in America, which is America's prison accommodations, is they get taken care of. All right, for starters, no, they don't. Did you know that inmates in the UK, in Ireland, and in general and all, they get so much. Their inmates are actually treated like people, not like, you know, just the number. Even though people nowadays, like you and I, just, you know, living in about society, we're just a number in the government's eyes, if you kind of think about it. Because just look at that. What is everyone born with? A social security number. Everyone has that. That's your number. That's the number you are marked with for the rest of your life. But inmates in the UK, they get the people who's about to get out of prison, and this is what America should do. The people who's getting out of prison, they try to show them. They have like a full size bathroom. They could cook. They could clean for themselves. Their living accommodations are more homey than America, because they're trying to show their inmates that once they try to take care of themselves after they get out of jail or after prison, you know, they try to get that educated enough where they could interact with modern society. That's how they do things in the UK. And that's probably one of the main reasons why the UK over... Like, the UK is... I keep saying UK because I'm not sure where it is. I just know it's in that region of Europe. I believe it's like Sweden or Finland or Switzerland. One of those... Just all in general. Wherever it is at. They're doing this, and their inmate per capita is extremely low. It's like extremely, like, it's sad and disgusting how they treat their inmates like people. But when they come over here, and us in the United States, they treat their inmates like animals. So when they are released from prison, they're going to be animals. They're not going to be contained. You get treated like an animal, you become the animal. That is my quote of the day. You get treated like an animal, you're going to become an animal. And for those inmates that are behind bars right now, you know, more or less, they're going to end up behind bars when they get released. Because they don't know how to interact with society. So honestly, when it comes down to it, I really think the United States of America's, the Department of Corrections, as all of the United States should take a page from how they're doing things in different countries and trying it, experimenting it. Because what we're doing as a society in the Departments of Corrections, as all of the United States, is like half-ass backwards. And like, I'm not just saying that because, like, you know, my siblings are, you know, they went to prison. I went to jail when I was extremely young. But I'm not just saying it as from their perspective. It's reality. It's common sense. Like, America doesn't use that part of the brain of to use common sense. Just try it. If it doesn't work out for a year, you know, try for a year, two. If it doesn't work, just go back to the way it was. But I promise you, if they did things differently, see, that's the thing. I think what I believe this to the fullest. America is not willing to experiment. They're not willing to experiment. They're afraid of trying something new. That's what they are afraid of. They're afraid of experimenting. You know, we already, you know, if in their eyes, all they should care about right now, as you know, the Department of Corrections, the correction officers, they already got the lab rats. Just try a different method. And I'm sorry to say that as a metaphor. I'm trying to, you know, since they're locked in cells and like animals, and they get treated like animals, I'm pretty sure, you know, why not just take it up a notch? You know, they already got the lab rats. Just try different methods of trying to get them back into society and try to function as a regular person. Just not eat, like, you know, just try to function out here. Because more than half of the people, half of the time, my buddy just got out of my prison for some BS. I'm not going to say his name, but he got out recently. Then he said that he got his head on straight. He's good. He's going to church. He's not going to drink and do this. I every single time I try to call him, he doesn't pick up. And every time I do call him and he does pick up, he's hungover. Like, dude, you're going to end up back in prison. You know, I keep my quiet, you know, I keep my mouth shut, but I don't know why I do. Maybe I care too much about, you know, I grew up with this cat ever since I was, like, in my teenager years. I grew up with him. But, like, you know, maybe I should just tell him that, like, dude, you're on the wrong path already. Maybe I shouldn't. But more than people that get out of prison, they're going to end up going back to prison because they don't know how to function in society. Society turns and twists everything. They change everything every second of the day. They change, they make, I don't know if you remember this, but they make over 20,000 laws in one day. That's Congress and different cities, and that's a lot of damn laws. That's a hell of laws that we cannot keep up with as society. So, my message today was mainly about how how we treat our inmates, how things are at the southern border, and how I personally feel about it. It's messed up, yes. But, like, honestly, like, people come out to the United States to try to better their lives, especially in Mexico. I went to Ensenada, Mexico, and it's not, like, hardcore Mexico. It's, like, you know, and I've seen how they live from, you know, because I drove more inland. I've seen how they live, and that's the tip of Mexico. And why wouldn't they, you know, try to better their lives? And I've been to San Diego many, many, many times. seeing the crap that they have to cross through, like, you know, going through miles and miles of desert, and if they make it over to America, I applaud them. Honestly, I really do. Because can you say, you and I, just a regular person, oh yeah, I could go on forever when it comes to a hike, or I could do that. No, you can't. With the scorching sun on your head, I know for a fact that I can't. I'll probably die of heat stroke or heat exhaust, and these people coming illegally to try to better their lives. You know, I applaud them, actually. It takes a lot of ambition to get over here. And I say that easily qualifies anyone to, as an American, to try to do that. And, you know, that's only half of the encouragement, too. They don't come over here, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to America to go on a raping spree. Or I'm going to go on a killing spree and spend my life in prison, known as Jorge Gonzalez or something like that, you know. That's the last of their mind. They just want to better their lives. And for someone such as our chief of staff or chief of fucking president, for him to even say that is just unaccurate. So I don't know why the hell he'll say that. And for the detention centers down at the border, yeah, it's very sad just to be, you know, it's not. They're in prison. They're not fully in prison, but they can't leave. You know, especially if they overstayed their visas and they just, you know, forgot, or, you know, they just don't care. So, and to backtrack my quote of the day, or my final thought for the day, if you treat, especially if you're in the department, if you're an inmate, if you treat a person like an animal, you're going to become the animal that, you know, you're going to become that animal. So, that is my final thought, especially for all the inmates in our beloved corrections facilities across the country. You're going to get the animal that you contain. So, until my next podcast, guys, we'll talk to you guys later. Because this is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.